Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Episode 150, Travel Hacking for Beginners.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Get there. Go now.
Yes, yes. Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast. My name is Jen.
My name is Jill.
And we are talking about one of our favorite frugal hacks, and it's one of our best kept secrets, I think. And we're divulging the secrets today.
Ooh, that sounds tantalizing.
Yeah. No more secrets, laying it all on the table about how we travel for virtually free. Because Travis don't like to pay for vacations, but when I tell him I paid for them all with travel rewards, he's like, sign me up. Let's go.
Yes. What? Free food? Free flights? Mm-hmm. Free hotel? Yeah.
It's the only way I can get him to take a vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is for me.
Yeah.
And I want to share it with you. If you have a partner who is similar, we're talking really basic travel hacking. So like your first year, you're just getting into it. What to do, where to go, all the nuts and bolts, and making it very easy to understand. Because some of it, when you get to be a very complex travel hacker, you can make this really, really difficult.
And you can get into the weeds with spreadsheets.
You can
we
get
are not
going to
do that.
We don't. I don't have a spreadsheet. I have a note on my phone. That's it.
That
is the extent. But first, let's give a shout out to our sponsors.
Yes. Also brought to you by Hacks. Working smarter, not harder. See how I also did that in a short fake sponsor.
Okay, that's it.
Layers and layers of meeting.
Working shorter,
not longer.
Not longer.
You got to get into it. Got to get there. Got to go. Let's do it.
I know you are on a time crunch today, so we're getting through this. All right. If you want to check out some of our other episodes on travel, you can check out episode 71, where we talked about travel hacking with Lee Huffman. And he's one of those experts that can really get you into the weeds. Mm. It was a great episode, but I don't think it was as beginner friendly as we want to purvey here. And we also have episode 119, Frugal Travel with Danielle Desir. She helped us save money on travel outside of travel hacking, like staycations and all kinds of stuff. Also, relatively safe ways to travel, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely those two.
Yeah. Two caveats just before we get into our articles. First of all, I do want to say, if you've listened to Frugal Friends podcast for any amount of time, you know that Jen and I are not opposed to credit cards. That is not our ultimate foundational message, to avoid all credit cards. We do see benefits of it. We think that it can pair with the frugal mentality and frugal journey. However, this is our own personal journey, right? Personal finance is personal. Mm-hmm. And so if credit cards are not for you, this episode might not be for you. We are talking a lot about how to use credit cards to get free travel, free rewards, free through credit cards. But it needs to be paired with wisdom and self-knowledge and understanding of what is best for us. So please just know that Mm-hmm. Also, we are doing this in the midst of a pandemic when travel is very restricted. So we are hoping that part of this episode can be evergreen, meaning that we have hopes that more travel will be available in the future, and this will continue to be a helpful episode. But this still doesn't mean that this is irrelevant. A lot of the things that we can do with credit cards and building up points and our understanding of travel hacking will help us, will set us up well for the future when more and more travel is open to us. So those are my two caveats.
Yeah, this is actually an aptly timed episode because you don't get these rewards fast. You don't like start this and a few months later take an all expenses paid vacation. You actually have to work up for it. It can take like up to a year to try and get like enough rewards to take the full vacation that you want. And so we're doing this now in hopes that you have time to build your rewards points so that when travel is safer, when you feel more comfortable, then you are ready. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of why we're timing it right now. That's the point of that. So without further ado, let's start talking about travel rewards. Our first article is from Millennial Money Man, and it's called A Beginner's Guide to Travel Hacking. So how to take your first free trip. And I wanted to start out with actually explaining what is travel hacking. So it's hacking is not really the most accurate term because you're not doing anything illegal or against the rules, against the terms of services. It's really optimizing whatever credit card offers you have, optimizing reward capabilities. So it's travel optimizing, but that's not as fun.
It doesn't sound as cool.
Right? It's essentially just using credit card reward points, using specifically the welcome bonuses that are on travel credit cards, and accumulating those so that you can redeem them for free flights and hotels. Mm-hmm. That's all it is, is welcome bonuses.
If you have booked a flight on points, you have travel hacked. Mm-hmm. If you don't even know what that means, stay tuned.
Yeah. Yeah. Most hotels and airlines have some kind of rewards program. So you can either stay with them and book rewards at a really slow rate. And after you spend like tens and tens of thousands of dollars, you get a free night. Or you can use their credit cards that are co-branded with a bank or a bank's credit cards and get rewards points that get you there a lot faster. Sometimes it's a point for every dollar you spend. And when you were going to spend that dollar on groceries or your phone bill or your internet anyways, why not try to get points for places that you're going to go to anyways, or you hope to go to, like Southwest or Hyatt or Hilton, stuff like that.
Yeah, so it is signing up for these rewards programs. It is identifying promotions that you can take advantage of. A lot of the credit cards that we're going to be talking about, a big component of this is the sign-on bonus, or once you spend a certain amount, you get this chunk that is only available at the very beginning. And then you continue to build your rewards points from there and can use them for travel, for even restaurants, for hotels, you name it. One of my favorite tips on here, though, that I would say is the beginner tip and even a long-term tip. It's the direction I have gone. You can veer far right and go a different direction, but it's just becoming loyal and being a repeat customers mm-hmm. with the companies that you love. So identifying who do you typically fly with, or what kinds of hotels do you typically stay at, or where do you want to be typically staying, mm-hmm. and signing up with those types of programs. Or who's the credit card that you appreciate the way that they go about their rewards points. It makes the most sense for your lifestyle, and sticking with them. You have a whole lot more opportunity to get the free flights, get the hotels. If you don't have a bunch of different points in a bunch of different accounts, counts and none of it really amounts to anything. That is the direction, however, for people who do get into the weeds with travel hacking is constantly jumping ship from credit card and kind of chasing those initial sign-on bonuses. That's not what we want to do in the beginning, nor do I feel like that's something you have to do if this is something you want to do long-term. You can just find the really great airlines, credit cards, hotels that will offer you the benefits that you're looking for. So that's the direction I've taken, and I would recommend it as a beginner as well.
Yeah. I personally did not have any brand loyalty before I started travel hacking, and I actually let the reward points and the cards and the programs tell me which brands I should have loyalty to. Yes. So the hotel brand that had the best redemption value, the airline that had the best travel perks, stuff like that, I let the card tell me where to be loyal.
It's a great way to go. For me, I've been more loyal to the credit card that I have and can use points on a variety of different airlines. So personally, I'm not loyal to any particular airline, although that is a direction you could go, particularly if you plan to fly a lot.
Yeah. So there are a few other things besides points that a travel rewards credit card can give you. And so these are all things to pay attention to if they are important. They're not always important to me, so I look at really the bonus points value, but some of these cards offer, some of the airline ones offer free checked bags, priority boarding, airline credits. Some of these cards offer credits for Uber or Lyft, so if you find yourself taking those frequently, looking for cards that have that. Some offer no foreign transaction fees. Actually, quite a few of them do.
Yeah.
So if you go international, that's a really great benefit. Access to airline lounges. I know, Jill, that was a big reason that you got your card.
Yeah.
So if that's important to you, then great. And application fee credits for TSA PreCheck and Global Entry, which we actually just signed up for using our card. We got it for free. Nice. It's not why we signed up for the card, but it was there. And we're like, why not? It's free. We'll have it for 5 years. And then also travel insurance. That's a big one. Like rental car companies will try and sell you rental car insurance or travel insurance for other places. And these cards, if you purchase things on them, offer, some of them offer automatic insurance on those things. So if you are planning a certain trip where you know you will have to take an Uber or get a rental car, or you have a long layover, you may want to lounge, plan your vacation and then travel hack according to it. And that's going to kind of guide you in maybe which cards are best for you. We are going to give you a 4 to 5 card strategy at the end. But beyond that, you kind of have to look at these extra perks that may throw you over the edge.
It is something to keep in mind, particularly for those who are thinking, yeah, I am going to travel in the future, but we're in the midst of a pandemic, so what do I do? A lot of these travel rewards credit cards also offer all of these other perks. And I know the credit card I have has even shifted. So where it was heavy travel rewards, they said, okay, we know we're not traveling a lot, so here's dining credit. Here's, you can translate it into money on Amazon, you name it. So while I know we're talking about travel hacking, a lot of these credit cards also just have other really great rewards to them that are worth looking into.
Yeah, literally that's what I spent all of 2020 doing. Instead of redeeming it for travel credit, they let you, as long as the redemption was 1-to-1 and it wasn't like 1-to-0.75 or something, I used it just to redeem on purchases. Yeah. It was really easy.
And so to break it down a little bit further, just depending on your point of entry into this concept, using your credit card points for travel hacking, really what that means is as you've spent a certain amount of money on your credit card, with each credit card statement, you usually collect a certain amount of points. Some credit cards will differ on how many points per transaction or type of purchase they give you. So for instance, if you are purchasing groceries, some some credit cards will give you 3 times the points. If you are purchasing travel, some credit cards that are particularly a travel credit card might give you, 3 to 5 times the points. And sometimes it's just a 1-to-1 dollar ratio, $1, 1 point. Mm-hmm. And then you start to see this little bank account of points increasing and increasing, and you can go onto the dashboard of that credit card and purchase what you want to purchase with those points, whether it be travel or hotels or anything else. They usually have their own kind of search engine that can help you find what you want to find to go where mm-hmm. you want to go.
Yeah, I don't really pay attention to the what's 4X points, 3X points, 2X points. We simply will get a card, spend on it for 3 months, get the welcome bonus, and then move on to the next card. For us, that's more efficient mm-hmm. than trying to carry around 3 cards and using one for groceries, one for eating out, one for Amazon purchases. I like to keep it simple as possible. Mm-hmm. And it's much easier for us because we are a household of 2 adults. If you're single, your process is going to be a little slower. We can do easily 4 cards in a year because that means I'm getting one, and then 3 months later he gets one, and then 3 months later I get one. So that's 6 months between credit inquiries, where if you are a single person, you don't want to be getting a card every 3 months. You want to spread it out to maybe 4 to 6 months. That's the safest route.
Mm, love that tip. That's helpful.
Yeah, why we're talking about it right now, because this is a slow process if you're getting multiple cards. It's going to take a little time to build up this bank that you want.
Yes.
All right.
Can we switch into your article, Jen?
Oh my gosh. Yes. So the way that I do the outlines for this show is I will Google the key term for the episode and see what Google has to say. And then I will choose the articles I like from there. They're usually all from the first page. And there were a lot on there, and they were like 10,000 words, and they were very complex, and none of them had like a concrete strategy that I really, like or used. So I would attribute my first credit card strategy to hearing about it on ChooseFI. I know a lot of you are familiar with them. Their credit card strategy, they call it the Chase Gauntlet. but I mean, I love Chase, and most of these cards are co-branded credit cards with Chase or just Chase credit cards, but I also like other ones too. So that is why I wrote my own article. Awesome. And it just lays out the strategy, your first 4 to 5 cards. This is what I would do if I was starting over again. And so this isn't necessarily the order that you have to do it in. We'll talk about order throughout, because that depends on the timing and your situation for which order you do it in. So we're going to give you the 4 to 5 cards. And you will decide based on when you're hearing this, which one you should go to first. Mm-hmm.
So our first recommendation is the Chase Sapphire Preferred. You're going to want to pay attention to all of those words because Chase has a lot of different credit cards. Mm-hmm. So it's the Chase Sapphire Preferred. And with this card, you can earn 50 to 60,000 bonus points after you spend $4,000 on purchases in the first 3 months after you open the account. So Chase points are great because you can transfer them to dozens of hotels and airline partners, so you don't have to be loyal to just one. In case you're wondering, this is a similar one to what I have that I was talking about, where I just build up points and you can go to a variety of different airline partners and hotel partners.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it would be helpful. Tell them the one that you do have, because it's the sister card to the Chase Sapphire Preferred.
I have the Chase Sapphire Reserve. Which is more expensive annually. I'm not going to sit here and recommend that as an entry point. I don't think it is for everybody. I got that card, I think, in 2018. And between 2018 and 2019, I traveled a ton. Just in 2019, I went to 7 different countries and 28 different states. And so it was worth it to me. to have that card, but how much money you have to spend and how much money it is annually is not worth it for everybody. So Chase Sapphire Preferred, you have to spend $4,000 in the first 3 months. For most people, that's pretty easy to do, especially if you're putting a lot of your bills on it, groceries. It kind of can become the thing that you purchase on. And then you get those bonus points at the beginning that can really just jumpstart you for booking your travel. And when you book through Chase, the Ultimate Rewards portal, when you book your flights and hotels and all of that, your points are worth 25% more. So you even get a bit of a discount. Sometimes I've even booked through Chase's portal, even when I'm paying out of pocket, just because they do offer a discount in that way, just because you have the card. So even if you don't have the points to book on that, you're still getting a discount, which is great. 60,000 points are worth $750 towards travel. So even just with that bonus, you've got a good jump start.
Yeah.
The card does have a $95 annual fee. So you do want to consider subtracting that from the reward, but so many perks beyond what we've just listed out that it is worth looking into. I love it. I've got the next tier up of the credit card and I can't say enough good things about it.
Yes. This is the one we started with. Travis and I each got one. And it is kind of the industry standard for travel hackers. This is the one you start with. It's just so flexible. Again, you don't have to have any brand loyalty yet. You just get those points and get the feel for it. And so one of the other reasons why people start with Chase before like a Capital One or a Bank of America or Amex is because Chase has a rule that is unique from all other card issuers, and it's called the 525 rule. So you will not be approved for a Chase credit card, no matter how great your credit is, if you have opened five credit cards or more in the last 24 months. So you have to stay four or less. And that's another reason why opening, that's one every 6 months, essentially, is you stay at that four over 24 months, and then you're safe. No other credit card issuer has that. So when you reach your four Chase cards or Chase co-branded cards, you can still get a Bank of America or a Capital One or whatever. But
are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
That is a specifically Chase rule. And we'll put a link to thepointsguy.com, their guide to the 525 rule, if you want to know more about that. But if you're doing this sustainably and long term, then you'll never run into an issue with the 525 rule.
That is good to know. It's a good reason to do this one first.
Yeah.
And to be clear, we're not getting paid from any of these credit cards.
No.
We're solely giving you information. There's no affiliate links or anything here.
So the next one is not a Chase one, but it is the Capital One Venture. And Chase has so many partners that it's very flexible to transfer out your Chase Ultimate Rewards to a number of other travel companies, their reward programs. But they aren't partnered with everyone. So for those things you can't get through the Chase Ultimate Rewards portal, I like the Capital One Venture. So whether it's for a cruise or an Airbnb, what Capital One Venture does is it erases travel purchases. And last year, we actually got the Capital One Venture in January and thought we were going to be traveling, but we didn't. So they actually said, hey, you can erase any purchases, like any takeout, a lot of other things. So we were able to get a lot of other things erased. We still used those miles. But again, it has a 50 to 60K bonus, depending on when you're listening to this. And you only have to spend $3,000 on purchases in the first 3 months from account opening. And I'll tell you, the day that you sign up for the account and get approved, that's account opening. You can also go to creditkarma.com and look at your credit report and your accounts, and it'll tell you the day that you signed up and got approved. So you know it's 3 months from that day. Also, your billing cycle will tell you when on the second billing cycle, that's the end of the 3 months. So $3,000 in 3 months is just $1,000 a month, and each point is 1 cent. So whether your bonus is 50K or 60K, that's $500 or $600 in travel. The card has a $95 annual fee. So that's same with the Chase Sapphire Preferred, but this one comes with global entry. So we paid for global entry, and then we paid for it on our Capital One Venture, and it automatically detected it and within 24 hours had erased the purchase. So
love
that was super
that.
Easy. Yeah, didn't have to submit anything. So if that's something you want, the Capital One Venture is really great.
Excellent. The next one on this list is the Chase Inc. Business Preferred. We're back to Chase. How could we not? We couldn't stay away for long. So this one is for you if you have big purchases coming up. New cardholders can earn 100,000 points, Chase Ultimate Rewards points, by spending, brace yourselves, $15,000 within 3 months of opening the account. So that's why I said, if you have big purchases coming up, this would be something that you'd want to consider. Talk about a big jump start in those points. So you're probably thinking, because I was too, when I read Jen's article, do you have to have a business? What if you don't? This is Chase Inc. Business Preferred. You can earn money outside of a W-2 job. So whether you babysit or sell crafts or you drive for Lyft or Uber, just anything that you do outside of your W-2 job can be considered your own personal business. You can apply for the card just under your personal social security number, which is how you would handle taxes at the end of the year. So it doesn't have to be profitable. It can still be considered a business, and you can consider this card. Honestly, as I was reading through your article, Jen, I was thinking about all the renovations that are coming up for Eric and I, that this would be a great thing to consider. So if you are in the middle of renovations or just another big purchase that you could put on a card, this would be for you. If not, there is no need to press yourself to spend $15,000 to get $100,000 or 100,000 points.
Nope.
Only if this Absolutely is already not. Happening for you.
But yeah, you don't have to have an LLC or a registered business to get this. They do not check. And honestly, I have actually signed up for several Chase Inc. businesses cards because I do have a business. And it was easier for me to get approved for it when I put in my social security versus when I put in my EIN.
So like, sad.
When I put in my EIN, I have to send in like a piece of paper from the IRS and all that. But when I put in my social security number, it was like, yeah, you're approved. So yeah, your business doesn't even have to be profitable. Uber still isn't profitable. Yeah, I'll tell you that. Uber and Lyft both, neither are profitable.
Wow.
And they're still considered businesses.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. All right. So next, these next cards are Chase. So everything on here except for the Capital One Venture is Chase. And this is where we kind of split off where you would head in your direction of your first year. And the way you split off actually would determine whether you want to get the Capital One Venture first or wait. And so your next one would be a co-branded hotel or airline card. So at this point, you have to decide, do I want to do a hotel? Maybe I'll drive more. Or do I want to do an airline? Maybe I'll, you know, stay with friends, stuff like that. So decide whether you want to do a hotel or an airline. I normally recommend doing it depends on the time of year that you are starting this. So here we go. This is going to get a tiny, tiny bit complex, but stay with me.
I'm here.
So I'm going to start with airline first. My recommendation for airline card, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is the Southwest card, the Southwest co-branded card with Chase. That is because Southwest has the coveted Southwest Companion Pass. It is the best perk in all of travel rewards. It is magical. So the Southwest Companion Pass allows you to bring a companion on any Southwest flight that you fly for absolutely free. You just have to pay $11 each way for taxes and fees. You can't get around that. So you can only get a Southwest Companion Pass by taking 100 flights, but you'll pay at least $15,000 in flights alone, or you can get it through Southwest credit cards. And this can be a one-card endeavor, or it could be a two-card option. And I have used and do recommend the two-card option. The first, if you are only trying to do it on one card, maybe you got that Capital One Venture and you're trying to stay below your 524, is the Southwest Rapid Rewards Premier Business Credit Card. So that will require you to spend $25,000 in the first 6 months of account opening. That is unreasonable for most people.
Yeah,
but the bonus, right. So the bonus on that is 100,000 points. And then after spending $25,000, you'll get another 25,000 points. And there you go. There's your companion pass. The two-card method, which would put you at cards 4 and 5 and mean you'd have to wait on the Capital One, would only cost you $15,000 over 9 months. You have 9 months to do it. So you have to start with a personal Southwest card and then also get a Southwest business card. It's a different one from the Premier. So you would start with the Southwest Rapid Rewards Plus. That is their lower tier personal card, and then spend $12,000 within 9 months of opening it. Only $2,000 of that has to be in the first 3 months, though. The other $10,000 is the first 9 months. Then once you hit that $12,000 spend, then you sign up for the Premier Business Credit Card. So that would only require you to spend $3,000 on purchases in the first 3 months. And after that, you have over 140,000 just in the bonus points. And so you've got it. But the caveat with this is that to get the most out of your companion pass, you have to time the opening of the first card correctly. So the Southwest Companion Pass is valid in the year you qualify for it and the entire following calendar year. So that means if for some reason you could spend $18,000 in January of 1 year and get the companion pass, then you would have it for almost 2 years, like almost a full 2 years. Not many people are going to do that. So you want to sign up for that first card, that personal card, between November and March of whatever year you're starting this. You want to make sure, because the first card you're going to get is that personal plus, and that first bonus is $2,000. They do this on purpose. If you're wondering why do they split up the things, it's because of this right here. They want to make it harder for you to qualify for the companion pass. You have to make sure you do not spend $2,000 in November or December so that that bonus hits in the first calendar year, because all 125,000 of your points must be gained in one calendar year, January 1st to December 31st. And there's a small caveat. If you're doing this on points, you actually only have till your December, the end of your December billing cycle. So if the end of your December billing cycle is like December 3rd, you only have through December 3rd to get all your points, essentially. So that's why I say sign up for that Southwest personal card no earlier than November, preferably December, depending on how much your expenses is, and make sure you cross that $2,000 spend mark January 1st or later. And then after that, you can go as quickly as you can to get the rest of the spend on the personal and then the business. And then as soon as you make the spend, you get the companion pass.
Well done, Jen. I'm still here. And also, we'll link to your article as well.
Yeah.
For those of us who are visual.
Did you understand that?
I did, but I think unless I was planning on doing this, I probably would have tuned out.
Okay. All right. Great. I'm glad. So if you are not in the November to March window, then go with another card. Mm-hmm. So that would be, I would say Hyatt or Hilton are my choices for hotel cards. I am now a Hyatt loyalist because of the insane redemption rate you get with Hyatt points. I have a Hyatt card. I transfer most of my Chase Ultimate Rewards to Hyatt. Their redemption can't be beat.
And are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I'm not going all out with points, so I don't have the time or energy to get there with Marriott or whatever. So that's why I love Hyatt. The only reason that I would go with Hilton is because American Express has a Hilton Honors that has no annual fee. And if you are trying to build up your credit, especially if you don't own a home, then you don't have that credit history length a mortgage can give you, you're going to want to have a card or a few cards with a very long established history. So that would be if you are new to credit and working on your credit history, maybe don't have a mortgage, then get a card with no annual fee like the Hilton Honors American Express. They have a few, so choose the one with no annual fee because the other one's expensive. But this is a good way to build your credit without paying the bank to do it. You do not have to pay the bank to build your credit. Don't pay interest. Don't pay annual fees more than once. We cancel all of our cards before the second annual fee hits. That's just something we do. We have established credit histories and our credit doesn't really dip when we do that. So that's something we do. But, and the Hilton Amex has really great benefits too. You get $100,000 Hilton bonus points after just $1,000 in eligible purchases in the first 3 months. And you get a $100 statement credit after your first purchase. So It's really great in addition to being no annual fee.
Fantastic.
That's it.
This is great content for people who want to know, where do I start? How do I do this? Here you go. And we will link this article in the show notes because this is very low-hanging fruit, very tangible stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what else is low-hanging and tangible?
Oh, gosh.
The Bill of the Week!
That's right! It's time for the best minute of your entire week! Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo Bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
Hey, Jen. Hey, Jill. My name's Megan from Atlanta, and I was calling because my Bill of the Week feels extra epic and worthy of sharing. I have been paying my student loan for almost 7 years, and as of today, the payment cleared, and it is paid in full. I am so excited about this. My husband and I have been trying to become debt-free for the last 14 months, and we are getting closer and closer every day. And as of next month, we are also qualified to apply for the temporary expanded public student loan forgiveness for my husband's student loan, which would essentially forgive almost $50,000. And if that goes through, which it should, we are only about $20,000 from being debt-free at that point. So I'm so excited, and I'm so thankful for your guys' podcast, just kind of giving me that motivation every Friday. I love you guys so much. Thank you.
Woo!
I promised my husband that I was going to be quiet during this podcast recording. Like, I'm not going to scream this time. I'm going to be so much more quiet because we've got company. But, oh, Megan from Atlanta, this is
Megan
worth it.
Megan deserves your boisterousness.
This is epic.
Woo!
Getting rid of a student loan, there's nothing like it. There's no yes. better way to get back at your university than
oh
to
my
be like,
gosh.
I am done with you.
Everything they've done to you.
All of the education and the debt.
Congratulations, well Megan. Man, that's freeing. So I hope that you have gotten through, because this was a few months ago. We're a few months behind on Bills of the Week. So if you've sent one in and we haven't played it, that's why. So Megan, if you're listening to this, if you haven't left the show because you're sad that we didn't play your bill, if you're still listening, let us know in the Frugal Friends community on Facebook how much closer you are to total debt freedom. We're so proud of you.
So exciting. And I'm so glad that we get to spend every Friday morning with you.
We love that.
If you all want to submit your Bill of the Week, visit frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill. Leave us a bill, whether it's as epic as Megan's was or just something else random related to Bill. You know how we roll. We'd love to hear it.
Maybe your sadness when the Buffalo Bills did not go to the Super Bowl. I was really hoping for Buffalo Bills like memorabilia, but then I'm like, oh, maybe they made it. It's going to be on sale now. I still haven't checked, though. to see.
Yeah, it's not the Buccaneers of the week, so.
Yeah. I live in Tampa, and I don't even want a Bucs shirt. I want a Bills shirt. That's very telling of me. Anyways.
Now it's time for
the lightning round. Did you promise you wouldn't have a loud lightning round,
too? Oh, I promised I would do nothing loud. I'm going to talk quiet. I talk like this. He's like, this isn't how you talk. I'm like, I will this time. I will this time because we have company and they're trying to sleep. I think they're up, though.
They are not trying to sleep
now
right
now.
Now
I'm screaming.
Gosh, yeah.
They were, believe
they
it or not.
They should wake up.
They are now.
Yeah. You're doing them a favor. All right, so we're going to talk about the travel hacks that we have personally done that we are most proud of. And mine's easy. Jill, I thought yours was going to be different, but maybe I'll have to share yours.
Yeah, I know. I always forget, but I think I've got a good one, but Keep going.
All right. So mine is 5 days at an all-inclusive resort in Mexico.
Whoa, that was great. Your first getaway since having a baby.
Oh my gosh, it was a dream. And it was December of 2019, right? So like, yes. That was it. That was it. Yeah.
If we didn't do it then,
it wasn't going to happen. Yeah. All right. So we had the Southwest Companion Pass and a bunch of Chase Ultimate Rewards. After we had been doing this for, we had been travel hacking for a year and a half at this point when we had enough to book this trip. So like I said, this is not something that happens overnight. I think we were at least 6 months in before we took our first trip, and we were a year and a half in before we worked up to this. So we had our companion pass. So we got our flights from Tampa to Cancun, Mexico, $22 for each, because we each have to pay. I paid for the flights with my points, and then Travis's was free. So $22 each way for taxes and fees. Paid for the transportation from the airport to the all-inclusive resort, which was like $25 each way. And then the entire 4 nights, 5 days, 4 nights, was covered. It's a Hyatt all-inclusive resort, the Hyatt Zilara, and it was 25,000 points per night. And so we had the Hyatt credit card where we'd gotten, I think, 60,000 points, 50 or 60. And then we had Chase Ultimate Rewards. We transferred some of those over, so we got 100,000 Hyatt points. And so every night was covered. And so food, drink, entertainment, cabanas by the pool, on the beach.
And that just makes it all the more lovely to know we didn't pay for any of this. We got this with the purchases we already had to make in our daily life. It's why we do like credit cards. If you don't go into debt by having them, there's incredible benefits.
Yes. So that whole trip was under $100 for the week.
So I don't have a travel hack that particularly stands out to me. That's not to say that it doesn't exist. My brain is just not always working. Just consistent free hotels, car rentals, and flights on nearly every trip I go on has been my experience. Although I will say, and this might be a little, you mentioned it in the articles, but one of the things I love about the credit card that we have is the travel insurance that it provides. So anytime I book a flight or a hotel or a car rental on that card, I don't ever have to worry about clicking that, add $49.99 to insure this trip or any other dollar amount, because the credit card covers that. They do insure any of my travel, and I have taken advantage of it. Oh, so for me, this is where frugality intersects, because I don't want to spend money unnecessarily. I don't want to spend money on fees that are unforeseen. There was an experience in Washington State where I got 2 popped tires on a rental car. There was an experience in Idaho where I got another popped tire on a rental car. And also an experience where I had to cancel Airbnb, and Airbnb is notorious for not having good cancellations. The one reason I don't book with them, hotels have much better cancellation policies. However, because I booked with my credit card, I was able to be fully reimbursed for all of those incidences. Particularly with Airbnb, Chase went to bat for me and got me all my money back. I mean, it was a bit of a headache.
I don't think I had been updated on that. You were fighting that for so long.
It was a 6-month battle. So I'm not going to say it was enjoyable by any means, but Chase got my money back. Airbnb wanted nothing to do with me. Chase was the one who was like, all right, we're back and forth with them. Mm-hmm. We got you your money. Here it is. So to me, that has been an amazing travel hack that I get through my credit card, and the amount of money they've given me back just by all of these faux pas that have happened in these different states. Yeah, it's worth it tenfold.
Yeah, I love that. It's definitely, when you have something that you need refunded, a credit card is much easier to do that with a credit card than it is a debit card, for sure.
Yes.
So I hope that this has been helpful to you. If you want to start travel hacking, if you want to incorporate that into your frugal lifestyle. Again, you don't have to. If this all sounds maybe too much for you, if you're paying off debt and you're like, I can't worry about another thing, then save this episode, listen to it again later. We didn't start travel hacking until we were debt free. Mm-hmm. So this isn't something that you don't have to do everything at once, but it is a great way to get stuff from big banks without paying for it. Mm. Take back control of the money. You paid a lot of money in interest on your student loans, on your cards, on your other credit cards. Stop doing that and start taking it from the banks through
you travel take advantage rewards. Of them now. It's your time to shine.
Yes. All right. So thank you again for listening, and thank you for your kind reviews. They do support the show. So if you can't support us monetarily, then leaving a review is the next best thing. And right now, it's the only thing. So definitely leave a review, kind of like this one from Cecilia P. Just happens to be 5 stars. She says, frugality made fun, and she has many emojis with the money mouth. Mm. She says, we have been on a debt-free journey for the last 6 years and have paid off $150,000 in consumer debt. We are in our last debt of $35,000, my student loan, and was about to give up on our journey. I lost all my motivation in 2020 and then found this podcast while searching for inspiration. I cannot thank you enough. You girls are a lot of fun, and I feel like I'm listening to girlfriends talk. While cooking and cleaning and having no spend days, I have learned and found my motivation to continue to get to the finish line. Thank you.
I've got goosebumps. Oh,
wow.
Cecilia P.
Wow.
Thank you.
And that's a lot.
I'm so glad for the review and also thrilled that this has been a motivating piece for you and you feel supported and encouraged in your journey. I can't ask for more.
Thank you. Thank Amazing. You for sharing that with us.
And well
done. We're here to stay for you.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
That $150,000 will be gone.
Oh my goodness.
You can do it.
You did
it. We also want to thank our friends who share these episodes on social media. When you share the latest episode and tag us on Facebook or Instagram, we add you to our monthly drawing. For every 5 tags and reviews we get each month, we give away a copy of the Frugal Friends workbook.
So keep leaving us reviews on iTunes or Stitcher. Take a screenshot before you send it and send that screenshot to frugalfriendspodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to tag us on social at Frugal Friends Podcast.
See you next week.
Bon voyage.
Frugal Friends is produced by Eric Sirianni.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.